You're listening, of course, to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. Let's check now the agricultural weather forecast. We're joined by Mark Russo at Risk Pulse out of Chicago. Good afternoon to you, Mark.
Good afternoon, Todd.
Can you tell me about the weather forecast in Mato Grosso in particular? I saw that about 43% of their soybean crop was said to be in poor to very poor condition. Does that make sense to you?
It certainly does, considering that the long-term precip pattern has featured below normal totals, and that's true not only over the past 30 days, but really dating back 60 to even 90 days. We did have a delayed start to the rainy season, but overall we did see November come in a little bit closer to normal, then they trended drier again in December. Now as we move into January, we do see better rainfall prospects. In fact, that transition has already occurred over the past week as we've begun to see more widespread thunderstorm activity across areas of Brazil. So with some of the poor ratings that are currently in place, we feel that there will be improvement here upcoming, especially as we begin to go through more of the yield-sensitive stages here coming up as we go through the month of January. Overall, January is shaping up to feature near normal rainfall totals across not only Mato Grosso, but across all of northern Brazil. So overall, a big change upcoming here versus the pattern of late.
Will it be enough, do you suppose?
We think it will be, especially as we go through some of the yield-sensitive time frames here. Soybean pod development, and in the south you're going through some of the corn pollination here as well. So you're getting out of extreme heat. Again, January and February are climatologically the wettest time frames. That's when your normals peak. And with normal rainfall totals here, you're talking generally most areas this month coming in anywhere from 12 to as much as 16 inches of rainfall. So it's not going to make up the precip deficits per se the longer term, but from an actual standpoint, that's certainly enough to increase soil moisture reserves, help to stabilize and even improve yield potential here with the amount of rain here upcoming.
Now come back to the United States. What's the forecast for our part of the world for the next week?
Well, certainly we're getting out of the record warmth that we saw back in December, and overall the next 2 weeks look to feature quite a bit of a roller coaster ride in temperatures, Todd, here across not only Illinois but across much of the central and eastern U.S. We are going to have, really starting tomorrow, a stretch of about 4 days of warmer than normal temperatures after our kind of seasonal levels here over the past several days, but then that will be followed up by a significant cold shot during the early part of next week. We don't see that as any kind of winter kill threat, but it will result in below normal temperatures for about 4 days before then temperatures moderate again. So quite a bit of temperature contrast here coming up. Some precip, but at least over the next 7 days, it's certainly not as active or wet as what we saw the prior couple of weeks.
Thanks so much, Mark.
You're welcome, Todd.
Mark Russo is with Risk Pulse. He's out of Chicago, Illinois. He joins us on this Monday edition of the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason.